disco. Hey, what's going on, you guys? Welcome back to the Selected Series podcast. It's been a minute. My name is Luis Salcido, and we're here at the awesome 6th Street Coffee in Coachella. I'm here with the team. Go ahead and introduce yourself, guys.
What up, guys? It's Disco.
Hey, guys. This is David.
All right. And we got a very special guest with us today. She goes by the name of Micah Mariah. And go ahead. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Micah.
Yeah, thanks for having me on your guys' podcast. Well, my name's Micah Mariah. I'm originally from the Coachella Valley area, and I've been doing art for as long as I can remember, pretty much.
Yes.
And I went to school in North County, San Diego area. Okay. So I was there for 4 years, and I just recently graduated.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Before we get any further, we do gotta, you know, introduce the project that we're working on, and let's go ahead and get into that. What do you have to say about it, David?
Well, right now we're at 6th Street Coffee. We are in Coachella. Steve gave us a great opportunity to come by and record. What was it like? When did we
link up? I think it was
about 2 months.
Yeah, about 2 months ago. I think we initiated it. We had a FaceTime call with all of us.
Right. So Daniel from Canvas, right, the nonfiction, he reached out to all of us. I'm sure that he had already brought the idea to you.
Yeah, he spoke about it briefly.
So he brought us in. He brought La Revista, beautiful magazine that came before us. They gave us a nice little shout out.
That's right. This was an outcome of the project as well. We have in that FaceTime call alone, we had our artists, we had photographers involved.
Omar.
Shout out Key Rose Omar.
That's right.
Again, shout out Daniel from Nonfiction, and Canvas. You know, we had an interview with him. So that was cool. I think we planted a seed there, and this is what came out of it.
I think just to how would you say, to kind of unfold the whole package or the whole thing,
yeah,
was like he introduced Micah, and he told us that he had an artist that he wanted to, you know, kind of put, you know,
shine some light on.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course.
So then it just kind of actually it also touched on the BLM, like
that's kind of like what I want to know. I know it was when this all started with, mm-hmm, the George Floyd thing. So were you already doing your pictures and your art? Like, were you already working on this project, and did Daniel like reach out to you, or did you guys? Okay, so you have been work. So were you inspired by what was going on by George Floyd?
Yeah, I was, which is very. Well, it's kind of out of the ordinary for me, because I don't usually mix like my art with stuff that's like political-wise,
right,
stuff that's going on, and this became like a political matter almost.
So
it kind of shocked me personally that I felt so moved by like everything that was going on that like I felt compelled to like kind of make this piece.
Right.
And I think Daniel saw it, and then he kind of got me into connection with all you guys,
right,
and that's how we kind of. Because I feel like in the beginning, we didn't really know where this was going,
right,
at all.
There's a bunch of creatives in the room.
but it was cool how it turned out. It was just like trusting the process all,
right,
the way through.
Were you really receptive to the idea that Daniel had? Were like, some people might shy away from all the attention, but how did you feel?
I feel like naturally I kind of shy away from the attention. I feel like early on in college that taught me to... I've had professors that recognized my talent, and they're like, you need to put yourself out more if you want to carry on this profession. Mm-hmm. And that was like one of the most useful advices that they kind of gave me. So my natural reaction is to shy away.
Right.
But I think what keeps me going is finding other creatives and kind of working with people and getting to know them, because that that really inspires me. Like, just like, I can be by myself and go to a museum, and then afterwards I want to paint. So let alone doing that, and then versus like meeting creative people, that inspires me.
Right. You grew up out here in Coachella. You said, when did you start paint? Like, when did you really get?
Like, when did I pick up a paintbrush, kind of?
Yeah, when did you start, like, getting so immersed into like what you're doing now?
It's kind of hard to tell. That's why I just keep it kind of vague, of like, I've just been painting as long as I kind of know, because both my parents, they're really talented. They just didn't pursue like the art profession really. So when I was really young, my dad, I'd learn from like visually, like seeing him draw, then wanting to do that.
Emulating.
Yeah, basically emulating. So that's how I kind of started. And then I think I didn't really get into it until I had like mentors in high school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So like freshman year of high school, I started meeting like people who were like, oh, like they recognized something in me, and they kind of pushed me.
Were you in the art programs in high school?
I took AP art in, I went to Palm Desert High School out here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I switched over to Xavier College Prep, like right off the highway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they, a lot of their programs were smaller, but with that being smaller, there was like less stuff to work with, but also you get more intimate settings mm-hmm. in whatever you're focused in, which was really nice. So I got to know my like art teachers really well. So they pushed me to.
They're good mentors.
Yeah, they're really good mentors.
So what college did you go to?
I went to San Marcos.
Okay, nice. So is that where you got, like, were you an art major there?
Or? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. I just graduated with a art and technology, so like visual arts degree.
That's where I went too.
You did?
I did the same thing. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
For visual arts. That school was cool. I mean, like at the time that I was there, it was like not that many people knew about it. Mm-hmm. I feel like around 2009.
Really.
Yeah.
You sleep on
so,
it.
Yeah, pretty much. But, dope. I mean, it's like a hidden gem, I feel like, for a nice area.
Yeah, that's why I just say, like, North County, San Diego, because it's, like, or San Marcos, or San Marcos? Texas? Right. And then, yeah. Like, no.
Okay. To bring it back to what we're here for, like, what is the name of your project?
So the project that I'm working on, that La Revista, they released on, they're really nice to include me in the magazine, is Black is the Color. Mm-hmm. And the individual pieces don't really have titles yet. It's just like, I'm just kind of seeing like where it goes. So their overall theme is like Black is the Color, and that's
this right here, right?
No, those are
These are just
those are different pieces. Yeah, those are from a solo exhibit I did in.
We'll throw some images as we speak. We'll have
check out this magazine if you haven't already. On the back piece here, it's got a little sneak peek into the project.
Yeah, so the title itself was inspired by, I got really into music during this whole movement, and I wanted, because, I mean, like everyone else, I love the music I love, and it's a weird statement, but I just wanted to go back to the origin of it, and Netflix was releasing all these like Black Power documentaries.
Yeah.
So I just like dove into those.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were like Miles Davis, Nina Simone, those. So that's another reason that compelled me to like do this piece. And it's inspired by like the song that was popularized by Nina Simone, and Lauryn Hill does a version of it as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But that song's like folklore. Like, so I don't know what the origin is exactly.
Okay.
But she popularized it, and it was really cool because she's like she's not only a Black artist, but she's also a woman artist, and she just like it was like during the civil rights movement as well. So I just felt like it was relevant to just.
That's good that you mentioned that you dove into what Netflix was releasing during that time, because you know right now is a period where they're having to bring all this history up to remind people that what's going on, like, mm-hmm. it's horrible.
And it's
and a lot of people forget, you know, the importance of it all. So it's good to hear that, you know, you took it, Netflix released it, and then you follow through. And a lot of people that don't know about it get a chance to now realize, you know, history and what it's about. It doesn't get talked. Like, I feel like they don't talk about it in school as much as they should.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all that stuff, though, is really relevant to this day. Like, if you hear the music, the movies, everything that they were fighting for is still currently happening.
Right.
Yeah. You can juxtapose it.
Have you had any of those experiences, as mild or as extreme as you see them on either Instagram, Facebook, TV, movies? Like, have you ever had that experience yourself?
Like,
either prejudice or racism or, like, any type of, like...
Not so much personally. Nothing that comes to mind right off the bat. Mm-hmm.
But you know...
I was going to say, like, this piece was heavily influenced, and I just know, like, friends of mine and, like, people that I know that have been influenced or, like, have been affected by... just racist comments.
Inequality.
Inequality, basically. Like, a couple of the women that I utilize in the new piece that I'm doing, that are subjects, they're models for my pieces, they've expressed that, like, one of the girls, she was saying that when she was younger, someone told her, like, you look beautiful as, like, for a black girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she didn't realize until she was older, like, how that impacted her, kind of.
Right.
And then... same thing, similar story with another girl that I'm painting. So
it's like someone, they tell a black girl, like, oh, you look so beautiful for a black girl. Or, I don't see you as a black girl.
Right.
It's like a backhanded, like, what?
That's crazy.
Like, you're not that bad for a black guy. Like, what the fuck?
What does that mean? I mean, all that I feel like now is, you know, that's coming to light.
Right.
And people, they don't feel like that's wrong. It's, you know, it's coming off, and
we're able to speak, like, to even fight for those things.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like, don't. That's not right.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I think it's taking this. Like, it's happening all over again, and now a new wave of people are hearing about it and seeing, you know, and people are louder now, mm-hmm. and people are making more noise and, like, rioting, and I think all that is really important.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think people are tired of, like, being tolerant of it. I mean,
it's
the time.
Exactly.
Like, it's like, all right, enough is enough. Like,
how important is diversity to you in, like, in your art and in your everyday, like, inspiration?
It's important. Like, I just really, I try to be open-minded. So I think to be open-minded, you kind of need to have that diversity of, like, of people, culture, like, everything, to really, like, get a full sense of everything. I think, like, what you were saying with everyone recognizing it more now and louder.
Yeah.
I think people are also recognizing, like, the micro inclusions that is also, like, that's needed for that, to kind of recognize the full scope of the oppression of, like, what this country is kind of founded on. Right. If that makes any sense.
Yep.
Yeah. So
no, you're right.
It's important to me.
Yeah. Choosing a wood. Can you repeat what you called your piece? Is
black is the color.
Black is the color. Mm-hmm. How important is the color black? Because I see that you have different tonalities and different shades mm-hmm. of black. It's a very beautiful piece. But how did you go about coming to that? Like
how important are the colors that you pick and all that? Is that what you're kind of trying to?
I guess it's just like, where's the link? Like, where's
the tie to the title with the piece?
Yeah. And, like, the models.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a combination of just letting my paintbrush move freely and also finding the motifs and, like, the concepts that are embedded in the actual piece.
Right.
Of, like, why I created it in the first place. So I guess for me as an artist, like, separate from this, color is really important to me, and like this piece behind you is just the duality of, like, what color means and, like, put in the same image. So like there's a warmer tone and then cooler tone. So I think with, like, having black as the color, it's showing that there's so much more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I took from it.
Right. Yeah, to the culture of, like, African American that needs to have light shown on them, kind of. Right. So that's kind of where the direction I was going with the piece.
Yeah. Because we grew up with certain, like, sections just highlighted. And, like, right now what you're doing is, like, with the light on it, it's showing all the different tonalities. And it's beautiful.
Thank you. Really, I like playing with color. It's like a combination of trying to find abstraction and, like, realism. Mm-hmm. So bringing that saturatedness of how you can utilize colors into a realistic form.
What would you say to somebody that's trying to start to paint and is, because I have a fine arts degree myself from Cal State Fullerton, and my initial inclination was to be very conservative with the paint on the canvas. I was always scared to apply the paint onto the canvas, whether because I didn't want to make a mistake, or if I had to go over it, I wouldn't be able to cover it up. What would be your advice to somebody that's starting and that is scared to put the paint on the canvas?
I love mistakes. as weird as that sounds, I think mark making is so valuable whether you like it or not, because you can always change it. That's the key. You can't, be fearful of making those mistakes, because they're gonna happen, but it's what you do. It's adaptation through a canvas, which is translatable through art and through life.
Yep.
So
I think that goes hand in hand with the layering and the coloring, because you're gonna get different shades of color just by layering.
Oh yeah.
And it kind of goes with also the methods you're trying to do. A painting, like your painting, has texture. It has layers and layers and layers. And people, when they see it from afar or from straight, just like straight head, just standing in front of it, they probably don't see that. Mm-hmm. But if you stand sideways, you see there's so many layers and right. paint is caked up onto the canvas. I think that's something that beginners, they can't see that, because they think that every stroke has a purpose, and sometimes a stroke will be underneath 10 other strokes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's a difference between purposeful and perfectionism, feel like. Because you can use the paintbrush purposefully and have an idea and execute it and then build on that idea. But if you're trying to make it perfect, it's never going to be perfect. And the quicker you come to terms with it, the more stuff you're going to create, which is the awesome part.
I think that's something that we say in every podcast about creatives always being self-critical and being this is never going to be perfect,
right.
But it's still a work of art. So it's
that's how you build. Yeah, that's how you learn. Right, so it's experience really helps that process. Right. Yeah.
I like what you said about adaptation, because it's that's the challenge behind it, right? You draw outside the line. How do you go around it? How do you build off of that instead of just saying, I went out outside of line, scrap it, throw it away, start over? It's challenge yourself and build off of that mistake there. Or that you shouldn't even consider it a mistake, right? I guess that's the first step. Build off that.
See, that's where we kind of have this mental block that gives us a limitation to create.
Right.
Is that we think that there is boundaries. Right. There's no the boundaries that are set are only set by you.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I really like this whole project that
we're just learning.
We all just went for it. Especially the my biggest and I would want to give kudos to Luis, because knowing him the longest. Oh no, I've probably known Renee the longest, but knowing how Luis was to the way he is now, he's just so let's do it. And it's very inspirational. Mm-hmm. He's very
I would have been that person that drew outside of the line and threw it away and started over.
Yeah.
Instead of building
awesome.
Off of it.
Yeah.
And that's great. Ever since we started this, we've challenged ourselves to keep going.
I think
and
so for sure.
Yeah.
We just want to make sure everything, every step we make is
well, look at everything
growing.
That we have to do. It's so much circus to do this. In the beginning, we were oh my god, and we wanted everything to be great. And I feel that's starting your painting, you're just kind of scratching your head, but once you go into it,
You learn as you go, and then it gets easier from there. So as long as you take that initial step, it's it's downhill.
Do you have I think you had a question for her, Renee.
I pick specific songs for specific mixes, and it makes me feel like an emotion. So for you, it's like, do you pick specific colors, especially being that this is about, you know, black people, mm-hmm. you have to use different colors of black or brown or whatever. Does it matter? Do you make your own individual colors? Do you like go to the store and like, okay, this is a nice color, or you know, like, what do you do?
Yeah,
what's
like,
your process?
What's my process?
Yeah.
In regards to like picking out colors, I feel like it's a mix of like the physicality of just having my, okay, so my painting, like, what's it called? Like my panel that I like paint on, I put the paint on.
Yeah.
That is the outside of a, like a color pencil, like container.
Okay.
So it's like the perfect shape. It's like really
unorthodox.
Okay, I was
going to ask why.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I, like, paint dries really slow on it too, because it's, one, it's oils, and two, it's on like a metal like surface, so like the wood doesn't absorb it
as
much.
Is this like specific color pencils? Like
it's like a Prisma.
Yeah.
Color.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Yeah. It's that
the
case.
The aluminum. Yeah. The, mm-hmm. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's the one that comes in a little container at the top.
And that's what you.
Yeah, that's why I paint.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's
so,
cool.
Yeah, that's my little unorthodox tip.
There you go.
But a lot of the colors they mix in. Mm-hmm. So I'm not. Super fond of like out of the tube colors.
Right,
I think it's great in some.
So you don't keep
pieces.
Track of like.
I don't.
So
I,
it just falls all things.
So these
this.
Are just like painting from like the
it's
week before.
Dope.
Yeah.
There's artists that will make little notes and like this was with this ratio and.
Right.
I'm not that tedious. No. I don't do that. Yeah.
Swabs and stuff. Yeah.
I might. Sometimes I come back to a piece and then I'm like, oh, what colors did I use for this? And I have to like refine it. But I'm pretty good at like, I've learned through trial and error to match colors pretty well.
Right.
And also the layering, the thing you mentioned, that helps a ton too, to find like the right color.
Can you explain to the listener what the difference between pastels and oil paints are? Like how the dryness process, the drying process between
when you say pastels, do you mean like
acrylics? I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries.
I'm sorry. Acrylics and oil paints.
Okay.
You paint in oil.
I paint in oil.
And how long does an oil paint take to dry?
It depends.
Forever.
Very long.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dang,
yeah.
Really?
So if you want to put another color on top of something, you're either going to mix, you're going to blend,
mm-hmm.
or you're going to have something completely different.
Oh, man.
If you have acrylic, you can dry it with like
Like
a fan or like a what do you call it, hair dryer?
Mm-hmm.
And you're ready to go to add another layer.
Key tip, living in the desert, though, they dry pretty fast.
Yeah.
Oil
yeah.
paints dry pretty fast, surprisingly.
Dead shit outside for 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have any, like, you know, cliche, like, people that you look up to, like, are you a Picasso fan or are you a this fan?
Her parents are really good artists.
Well, I mean, besides your parents, you told us.
Yeah.
Like anybody
like,
you want to shout out, maybe?
Yeah. Or anybody
we don't know about.
Anyone, maybe one of your mentors.
Drop names, drop them.
Okay. no, I mean, like, there's so many. Gosh.
Who inspired you? Like, growing up, like, in school, did you see somebody and, like, oh, I want to emulate them?
Well, my high school teachers were really impactful, so Miss Mason and
Miss Mason.
Pump
PD.
It's actually Xavier.
Oh,
yeah.
So like X.
My bad.
XP. Right. I don't know what it goes with.
XCPH. Yeah. And then my other mentor, Miss McHugh, she was really cool. She actually like led me down the path to do art in college. Because I was really close to not doing art. I was like, oh, this is stupid.
Right.
So I was like, what am I going to do with the art degree? But she...
You still keep in contact with both of them?
Once in a while, yeah.
Talk to my high school art teacher.
Who?
Miss Haas. Everybody hated her, but I thought she was
I still
person.
Talk to Mr. Terrace, our psychology teacher. He's so cool, man.
Where'd
he goes
tennis
to
tennis
place.
Yeah.
He's so cool, dude. He's.
Where'd you guys go?
We were in Cat City.
Cat City High.
Yeah.
Three of us, yeah.
We're all lions.
Yeah, nice. Lions crying.
Nice.
So, do you have any other future things that you're planning to work on besides your art series? Is there anything that we could expect from you in the future?
I recently just received a bunch of decks, like skateboard decks.
I did see that. I pushed the hell yes button.
Yeah, I had one person said no, like stick to canvas, but it was my best friend.
Oh, okay.
He was like, I was just doing that, just mess with you.
Yeah, right.
She's gonna be on this.
It's like when somebody
forever.
Swipes like the heart faces and it's like half a heart face and it's like, what the fuck?
It's not fully figure. Committing to it.
Yeah.
So what are you gonna
tell us
on those?
About that?
For the skateboards, I'm not too sure what I'm going to paint on those yet. I think, like, recently I feel like I've just been working on, like, theme to painting.
Right.
Even though it's a pretty, like, meditative process to begin with. But I think with the decks, I'm just going to, like stray from that a little bit and just kind of see what surfaces.
That's pretty
cool. It'd be kind of cool if you lined them all up some type of way and kept them in order. And just did a whole big ass piece.
It'd be like
one of ten.
One of, that would be kind of tight.
That would be cool. I have thought about that. That would be a really cool piece.
I liked your Baby Yoda stuff that you did recently.
I've done so many Baby Yodas.
Oh man, I gotta get one off of you. I got one Baby Yoda.
Every time I do one, I get like two more messages of like, "Are you selling this piece?" Or like, right. "Do you do commissions?" It's like, "Yeah, what do you want, Baby Yoda?" And I'm like, "Okay, this is just like the eighth Baby Yoda I've done."
Do you make your own canvases?
I don't.
Your own frames?
So now I kind of do this thing where I thrift my canvases.
Nice.
Yes.
That's really dope.
I am really into secondhand stuff just because I try to be as sustainable as possible.
You can get some big pieces off like that, right?
Yeah. Like the two that I've done, the one on the back of this magazine and then the one that I'm currently doing, those are both thrifted canvases.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. One had burlap on it, so I just ripped the burlap off and then I sanded it down and primed it with gesso, and it was fine.
Can you let know what I know what it is? But
yeah, what gesso is. Gesso is like an acrylic. Like it's basically a huge bucket of just like white acrylic. Huh. Yeah, so it's for people who just want to prime their pieces. It's a good foundation.
So that the actual canvas doesn't suck up your paint.
Yeah,
it kind of gives it a layer of paint.
Yeah.
So that
that's
you can
cool.
paint
like a coat.
Easier. On
yeah,
it.
Especially if it's wood too. That will just
eat
suck
it up.
Up all
eat up your paint.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. So I kind of want to bounce off of the question that Renee had. I mean, like for Renee, you know, he does mixes, he DJs. He's got a creative process. Like he's got his mixtapes, Vibes,
nice.
And Drompe, right? Two completely different genres.
Right.
These are moods that he gets in that he tells us about, right? He tells us about his moods that he's in, what to expect, and stuff like that. So I kind of want to get into your head when it comes to, you know, your creative mindset. Is there like a creative or any emotional space that you try to tap into when you're
that's
painting?
That's a good question.
Maybe some what music? Maybe like you have to play.
Yeah, like what's?
I feel like I'm just like. I'm trying to think. Typically, when I'm creating a piece, typically I just, it's really dependent on what I'm feeling. Kind of like the same with music.
Right,
like
right.
You pick a certain mood to how you're feeling internally.
Right.
In regards to like physically, like what I have to do to kind of execute that piece, it ranges. So sometimes if I'm already in a current state of making a piece, I might just watch Netflix.
Okay,
I might just watch something.
Yeah.
But that's a distraction in itself. So I just listen to music.
That's good. I liked your answer, though, because I wanted to see if you would say, yeah, I have to be in the zone or else I can't work. But that's
so then
awesome.
I'm, like, restricted. Like, there's a blockage if I don't have that one thing.
That's
so,
cool.
Yeah, I just love art. And I like experimenting with it, too, like the recent thrifted stuff. And then I'm also like kind of experimenting with like working with trash too. Even though I love oils so much, I like repurposing stuff. And the like going to college also taught me like the appreciation of conceptual art.
Mm-hmm. Which is what?
Conceptual art is more along the lines of what is this piece trying to say in regards to like the message and what it's like. It can be really simplistic. Material-wise, but like it can hold a deeper meaning if that makes any sense.
Kind of like the Desert X stuff that's like around. It's like like the rainbow of whatever, but it means something.
Yeah,
else.
I think like one of the first Desert X, they had this one piece of like a hive made out of adobe clay, and like with the rainfall it would deteriorate.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow.
So it was like a creation and destroy type of piece. That's dope. Yeah. That would like that. Go back into the earth. So I really liked that concept a lot.
Do you have any like these pieces, are they staying here for a while?
I think yeah, they're gonna stay at Sixth Street for a while.
Do you have anywhere else where you're displaying your art?
Currently, I'm not really.
Personal collections?
Yeah, just personal stuff. I don't think anything else is out there.
Can you tell us a little bit about these? Like, which one is, like, really important to you? Or
yeah. Well, that's the shirt I'm wearing right now.
Oh,
which
dope.
Is kind of cool.
Yeah, so it's all one piece.
Mm-hmm.
And you did mention the tones, you know.
Yeah.
Vary from top to bottom.
So yeah, why same like piece, why different the different tones?
Oh, I get
that.
It.
Mm-hmm.
I get what you mean.
Yeah, so they're it's the same image, different pieces that speak a different
temperature.
Yeah.
Different.
So what do you call this one?
The marks we make. Like that
this
was
is,
the solar.
This is
incident.
Cold. This is hot. This is cold. This is hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
dope.
So there's
That's
like
so dope.
A warmer tone one and a cooler tone one and.
So this what? Is conceptual art. This would be considered that?
It's like a mix of...
You would call it a study, right? Like this is a...
It's a
like
study. A, oh, yeah. Okay. So it's a bit conceptual because there's a bunch of themes in it, like hands. There's
right.
a hand and hand or two in every single one.
Yeah.
So like this idea of like mark making.
Oh, yeah.
And like kind of like delving into making those mistakes and making like... Kind of like what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
really dope.
And then along with like how you grasp the world... So, like, cooler tones affiliate, like, more sad, kind of, like,
right.
typically for most people.
Feeling blue.
Yeah, and then, like, warmer tones are, like, more comfort.
Yeah.
Stuff
right.
like that. So, like, I just wanted to illustrate, like, how our eyes kind of perceive the That's, same image but different.
It's kind of like psychology of art.
Feeling.
That's
What's
like...
That?
It invokes a different feeling.
Right.
Like, if you mm-hmm. saw this by itself, you would see it in a different way. But then
right.
if you saw the other piece...
So this like moment right here kind of opens it up for my next question exactly. Like, do you attend like gallery shows?
Yeah.
Okay, so for you know someone that isn't an artist or for an artist that's starting, someone that isn't too familiar with art gallery shows.
I think just like taking it all in, like being able to sit with the pieces that you're observing.
Mm-hmm.
I think people in general were really social beings, so like we want. To not sit with that silence sometimes,
yeah,
which is something that I struggle with too. I can feel myself get antsy like here and there, but to fix that, I typically go to art galleries like by myself, so I don't have
that's
that.
That's really good.
Yeah, I don't have the option to talk to someone
right.
unless I talk to like a stranger.
Hear
which,
a different opinion,
yeah.
Or you're gonna have somebody say, "Hey, can we go now?"
Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah,
right,
I've just
right,
resorted
right.
to going by myself.
Yeah. Or there's different rules. Like when you walk into a gallery, you have distances to see the paintings.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. Like you either walk the room clockwise or counterclockwise.
Yeah.
Right.
You read the artist statement.
Yeah.
And then you get a feel for it. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite? Sorry, go ahead.
No, go on.
Do you have any favorite like art museums that you like going to? Like that are like.
Yeah,
I
wanted to check out Palm Springs before COVID hit to check out
right.
Ryan Campbell's. I know he had a residency
yeah.
there.
Right.
I was really excited to see it, and I was like counting on the days, and then COVID hit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I do like Palm Springs. Oceanside has a pretty like a good museum. You wouldn't expect it just because it's a smaller area, but they have yeah. some pieces from like. Mark Ryden and Salvador Dali.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, for people who don't Jeez. Know Salvador Dali, he's this realist melting clock. And then Mark Ryden, you know Michael Jackson's Dangerous album?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
He did that art piece.
Oh, wow.
He did the album art. That's like wow. that's like the most well-known.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
And that's there at that?
Not that piece.
But that
but
artist.
That artist with
there.
Some
put
other
put
stuff.
Picture
yeah.
right here.
Laguna Beach. That's a good museum.
Laguna.
Oh,
yeah.
yeah. Check those out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Laguna's nice. And then Balboa.
Balboa.
Okay.
I got lost in Balboa's.
Really?
Museum.
I've never
yeah.
been to that one before. Oh,
bro.
So nice. What?
Yeah.
I recommend
go.
It. We'll make a trip.
Go. Yeah, once this whole thing ends.
Yeah.
with you, you're just speaking on Ryan, and I guess I want to segue to collaborations. Have you done any with any artists out here?
Not really. I'm usually open to
you are open.
I'm open to collaborations. I've talked to it with friends. I've done collaborations with friends too. They've just been like more getting them into art, like kind of that fearfulness of like, I don't know where to start. And I'm like, oh, let's do a piece together. Like it's more like that type of collaboration. But I'm always more than open to do collaborations just because I like creating stuff for the purpose of creating.
Right. Is the skate deck, is that a collaboration or is that just you venturing off to painting on a different canvas?
The skateboards, that's more of just me venturing off to a different canvas and kind of experimenting. I still don't really know what I'm going to do with those. I kind of have ideas. I feel like I lean towards a certain like style that for a while I wasn't really like aware of until like friends were like, you have a style. And I was like, do I? So,
did you pick those up? Like,
that's so funny.
Like a salt mate or something?
My uncle, my uncle, he does photography, so he's also an artist. So he got me those decks for a graduation gift.
Yeah. That's cool.
Here, make something.
Yeah, or basically.
Do you skate?
I used to. I'm not very good at it though. But, I appreciate it and I like watching people skate.
We have a scene out here too.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
CV Skate?
Yeah.
Shout out to those guys.
Shout out to them. And then, you know, like Windmill City, shout out to them. They've got a new store they're opening up right next to our buddy Ray's, Las Palmas Brewing. So,
and I mean, they're always skating too.
Who? Or what?
They're always skating.
Yeah. So, I mean, build it and they will come.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you want to say to the community or to the artists from the community about Black Lives Matter and about your painting and how it all correlates? Your paintings and your art series.
Yeah. Referring to the artists in the community and also like Black Lives Matter and all that is probably like the biggest thing is like just using your platform.
Right.
I think that's like a big thing that I'm still learning the ropes of as well.
Right.
And understanding the difference between like impact and intent is a big thing as well. Just because I've heard like a bunch of stuff with like my art and I take it all in.
Right.
And I try to gauge it from like everyone's perspective and just like trying to be open-minded regarding that.
Especially because of this topic. You know?
Yeah, it can get really, really intense.
Right, right.
And I think it's just important to take a step back and kind of gauge it. And I'm not devaluing the fact that there shouldn't be, like, there should definitely be emotions.
Right.
Because this is all very important stuff. But just questioning, like, questioning is also another thing that I would probably say, especially when you're creating art.
Right.
And getting involved and, like, questioning, like, how you can help. Why am I doing this? Like, what is this doing on a larger scale? What is this doing on a smaller scale? So, like, stuff like that is really important, I think.
Awesome.
Yeah, are you on track or have you veered off on to like what your actual meaning, like the message you were trying to do? Like,
with these pieces?
No, what I'm saying is like you always constantly have to be, you know, checking.
Yeah.
Like, are you still on track with the message you're trying to convey? Because sometimes our ego always takes takes the wheel, you know?
That definitely happens. And yeah, I think just like checking yourself too with like burnout is a big thing. Cause I mean, I feel it for one too. And it just makes me sad looking at the news.
Right.
Yeah. That's a big thing where I have to like tell myself, do I want to absorb this or do I want to take a step back and like kind of gauging that. And, but I think perseverance is also a really big thing that I'm challenging myself with this series because especially with media and like just this generation, I feel like it's a big, like, really involvement, and then, like, it's gone the next week.
What is it? Because it's trendy, and it's so fast. Right. It's like milliseconds, boom, boom, boom.
So is your intent through your art to kind of keep that message out there?
Yeah, just...
Captivate.
Yeah, captivating.
A time, a frame of history.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Because it could be digital, like what we're doing, and it could just be like
swipe, it could be gone.
Swipe,
right.
swipe,
yeah.
Right,
It's just like any music that comes out, and if it's not timeless, like, you know, like you'll still play a Michael Jackson song, right. and it's timeless, you know.
Yeah. Right.
I think that's what you're trying to do when it, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to make your stamp.
Especially because it takes a long time to make a painting.
It does. So it sits with you longer. So it's not like you make it and then it's gone within like 10 seconds. It's worked on it for a while. So then, I keep making. So then it's.
You're transferring your life, your life experiences onto the canvas, basically. Because your emotion, your feeling, your energy, it's all going into that canvas.
Right, right.
It's very, very strong. It's like.
Have you met any new people since starting this project?
You guys.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah.
Did you know everybody, like, not just us?
I didn't know Alyssa. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't know anyone really.
Shout out to Omar. Yvette. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Alyssa.
Yes.
Yeah, for real.
I knew Yvette from school. And we remember we were talking outside.
Right. Like, oh yeah. I was like, oh yeah, she's
killing it, man.
She graduated a couple of years before us, I think. Yeah. Crazy.
So that's good. What's your intent to keep pushing this? How are you going to go about, you know, keeping this piece out there? And
probably, like, on a more physical aspect, like, just on social media.
Yeah.
Having it on Instagram and website and all that. Cool. And then, like, Daniel's involvement with nonfiction has been really helpful, too. He, like, just did screen printing with one of the pieces, so he has like tote bags and also like a t-shirt.
So through meeting people and meeting creatives and like meeting with us, right, we were able to spread this word through our podcast. So what I'm taking from what you're saying is, you know, networking and building relationships is what's going to push your message.
Definitely. I hate the term, I don't like the term like networking. It's more like connection building.
Yeah.
For sure. That's not a diss on you that you use that.
No.
We have a saying called planting the seed.
Yeah.
We got it from conversation with David and Daniel.
I heard that one on Daniel's podcast when I watched it.
Oh, word. Yeah.
That's been my fuel since.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Daniel talked to him one time and he was like, dude, yeah, he planted a seed, bro.
But I visually see it as like literally grabbing the top of somebody's head, putting a seed in it, and like having
literally.
But it's because we're so stunted with so much things. It's just like we need to grow.
That connotation, I like that a lot because it's like you're forming like really personable like connections with people, like networking. There seems to be like a means of an end of like,
or business.
I need you for this.
Yeah.
Right.
Like that type of aspect. But like, if you plant the seed or you like build those connections, then it's more like you stay in contact with those people and you
look at us
bring
now.
Up each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
It's like,
So other than like new people that you've been meeting, do you want to shout out any like other artists or any other people that you know you look up to or work with out here in the valley or anywhere outside of the valley?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's so much potential in the valley too. Like, there's so many creative people. Right. Like, I'm just learning
there's some monsters.
Especially recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
the art scene is crazy out here.
Yeah,
for
it's
sure.
very cool. I mean, like, Adam, his stuff's over there.
Right.
Adam's great artist. He has that like. Persistence.
He's
always making stuff, which I admire.
That's Adam Enriquez.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. We follow him on Instagram and
he's a cool guy.
He like brightens up our feed.
Yeah.
He's always like constantly posting. So shout out Adam for sure.
Yeah. You need that. You need to be constant. And then
who else?
Janet. I love Janet.
Oh yeah.
Damn it, Janet.
Is
your last name Zepeda?
So yes, there we go.
Yeah, Janet Zepeda. She's great. She's so talented.
Pete from Flat Black shouted her out in our first episode. She's getting some recognition out here.
For sure.
Yeah, you're dropping good names. Who else?
Tanya.
She did our gallery show at Flat Black.
She did a pop-up here, too. This is like the first time I went to 6th Street.
She's the one with the teeth impressions.
She's teeth.
I want to get some.
I like that.
Grills.
Cool.
Yeah.
Even through different mediums, like you know, Eric's Eric's sister's husband, John.
Wilson?
Eric Wilson. He does the tattooing.
Okay.
He's a great artist.
Okay. I have a bunch of tattoo artists. Sorry.
He's phenomenal. He just actually did a piece at Gabino's, that wall, that very colorful wall inside the restaurant.
Yeah, I saw that on Instagram.
Would you be down to do? Yeah, he did. Right. Would you be down to do like murals like this one or like commission pieces outside, like
outside of my art?
Outside of like a building.
Yeah, definitely. I did one for the Marriott in.
Holy shit!
It's not as cool as it sounds. I did one in.
It's cool. It's cool.
I did one in the San Marcos Marriott.
Is it still there?
Yeah, it is. It's like they wanted to have it be similar without plagiarizing like the San Diego, like the famous San Diego scape of like the words and the bolded letter have like the beach inside of it and stuff.
Yeah, the vista.
You did that.
Mm-hmm. But like I did like a San Marcos rendition. So there's like Oceanside in it and like a.
We should have some people that are listening to this take a photo and, you know, put it on their Instagram.
For sure.
See how many we can get.
But yes, I'm very open to murals.
Cool.
I'm doing one right now, actually. But it's like more of like a. It's for an auto shop, so it's for Ozzy's Automotive, but it's more for their branding logo. So there's no creative freedom with it, but it's still cool. Like I'm always down to do art. That's
the thing. You're all over the spectrum. Cool. Where can we find you on the internet? Where can we find you on Instagram or? What's the best way to reach you?
Probably Instagram.
Okay.
So active.
Can we buy some art? Do you have like a website we could buy anything off of?
Yes, I do. It's literally like my username. So it's Micah Mariah, then .com.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys heard that.
Are you going to be having exhibitions?
I hope soon. It's just hard with COVID right now. I'm not super involved in... Took a little bit of a break of doing artist calls and all that just because it's...
But I'm sure we can make something happen.
Being safe.
Right.
Social distancing.
You know, kind of going into that before we go into anything else, how is it being an artist? I mean, I know how it is for me, like a musician, during this time in a pandemic. How's it for you, an artist, during this time, not being able to do, you know, expeditions and all that? You know, like, how do you... I know you're lucky enough to like do this and put it here, you know, but like, how do you cope with this whole thing?
Yeah. I mean, I think I saw like a meme the other day where it's like an artist, just painting. And then it's like before COVID and then like during COVID, they're still painting. Cause it's just like, we're in our rooms, introverted.
Right.
But the exhibition aspect of it is kind of rough just cause I liked meeting new people and I liked seeing artwork. And it's, it's kind of rough in that sense that I can't, like, just go to museums to get a mental break.
Right.
But I'm still fortunate enough to, like, do what I love in the comfort of, like, my home, kind of.
Do you still get inspired as much as you would before pre-pandemic?
I would usually get pretty inspired by like just going to a museum.
Right.
That would help me with any like artist block I was feeling.
Right.
So that's kind of rough because I do feel artist block doing this, but like I'm just like still sitting there like, can't go out.
Can't do this.
Yeah.
But, I'll have my weeks where I'm like super productive and then there's like a month goes by and I don't have the energy to do it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
During this time, I feel like the whole world's moving more digital. Have you found yourself like, doing things in a more digital way than you did like before?
Oh yeah.
That question reminded me that I actually did one of the last exhibits I did was a virtual exhibit.
There you go.
Sick.
Which was really
cool. How does that work?
My friend from school, like my colleague from college and stuff, she put together a visual art gallery. So she was like the curator of it and she reached out to a bunch of artists and it was like a what was the title of it? It was like survival art, I think, of like the survivors of like people who are activists towards like sexual abuse and like that type of stuff, and just bringing to light like those issues. And she, she reached out to a bunch of artists, and she also had like an artist call for it. And then you can go type in this like user link, and then you go in, and then it like guides you with like little arrows that you push throughout the whole gallery. Nice. And it was pretty cool because like a lot of the pieces I submitted were like smaller pieces too, but from the perspective of like the virtual gallery, they looked large. Nice. So it was kind of cool seeing like my stuff really big.
Right.
Would you be willing to be crazy. A creator like that? And like hit up all these artists, local artists, and create maybe.
Yeah, I think if I had help with that, because that I know how much work it is, because I've had friends who have done it, and honestly, that's not like the most appealing aspect of it. But it's great seeing people like come together. So I'm so down for that.
Or just be a part of,
Yeah, just to be a part of something, like an art scene.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen. Let's plant some seeds out there.
Plant all these seeds.
Right, you got it. You want to ask your famous question, Luis?
Yeah, let me ask. So one of the questions we like to ask all our guests is, you know, if you could take yourself back to a certain time, what kind of advice would you have for yourself? So in this example, I'd say, like, if you could go back to, I think you said just before college, that you weren't taking it as the art as serious, and it took your teacher to motivate you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put yourself in that mindset before she convinced you. Like, what kind of advice would you have for yourself or for somebody that was going through that to keep going?
Yeah.
Good questions, Luis.
That was a good question. Think about it a little
bit. That
was
very... specific. You're good at this, bro.
Well, not to stump you too much, but
no, you're fine.
Basically asking like what you would tell your like younger self.
Yeah,
like,
no. I think just like it sounds cliche, but like trusting the process of things.
Yeah.
I think back then I was really uptight on like I have to do this in order to do this in order to be successful. That is never the case. Right. Like you're just gonna go through ups and downs, and life is gonna throw you curveballs.
Yep.
And you're just going to have to roll with them.
Right.
So I think the more you're accepting of that, but still just as motivated, I think that's like a perfect balance of just like being persistent with like what you want to do, but being open to other stuff too.
Right.
So I think maybe like if I had that mindset more, that would be helpful. And just getting more involved, like the whole reason I've even shown my stuff during college was because I took that initiative to go out by myself to these galleries.
Right.
And I happened to talk to the owner of like La Bodega. And then he was like, do you do art? And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
He's like, you want to show next week? I was like, yep. Right. So it's surprising what you can do when you just make those connections.
When you're out there. Like
when you put yourself
that's
out there.
Great, that's a great way to end this.
That's awesome.
Very super, super dope. Inspiring. Yeah, for sure.
Well, cool. Let us know. Is there anything else that you want to, you know, talk about? Like anyone else you want to shout out? We know where to reach you.
Mm-hmm.
Your Instagram, your website for buying art. Let us know if there's anything else you want to mention.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many creative people, but my mind is just going blank. I know I'm going to step in my car and be like, oh, dang it. I couldn't mention them.
Well, before we go... Yeah. Your art is going to be for sale in a different way. Daniel set up screen printing on shirts, right? What else? Just shirts?
Shirts and tote bags.
So that's going to be out.
That's something to look forward to. Mike is open to doing murals, ladies and gentlemen. So probably not now during this time, but keep her in mind. I just want to say thank you. Putting us in your mindset and this wonderful art, you know, that you're bringing to light and the message that you're bringing to light. We appreciate it.
Yes.
And anything else you guys want to add?
Thank you.
No, thank you very much.
Your art's
dope.
You guys. I'm glad you guys
and
like it.
And hopefully we'll do a future podcast.
No, we will.
When we're not social distancing.
I know.
As hard.
Yes.
We'll be careful.
Cool.
Well, thank you.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
That's it. Thanks.
Right, later, guys. Next time.
Peace.